Time for Holton Wildcat football talk. Justin Fluke joined by Coach Brooks Sparta. The Wildcats come off their third straight victory and now 2-0 in district play. A good, convincing win at Jeff West last week, 48-9. It was a 34-3 game at halftime and took just a little bit to get going, Coach. But, man, it seemed like another game that really your offense, your defense, and special teams all did some really nice things. A pretty complete win. Team playing with a lot of confidence. What stood out to you watching the game against the Tigers last Friday?
Well, I think we continue to make progress, more consistent offensively. And then I really liked what Jeff West did in the passing game and, showed us a lot of spread formation and executed pretty well. And I thought we really have improved in our coverage and our drops and made him pull the ball down quite a few times. So I thought there was a lot of progress there.
Well, and you got some pressure on the quarterback. That's a good sign as well. I know they completed some passes and some yards, but it didn't seem like that quarterback was ever too comfortable or had too much time. Are you happy with the different blitz packages and just the D-line being able to get in the backfield?
Yeah, we did get a chance to work several of our different angles on our blitzes and, and making sure that coverage fits in behind it. I think they're were a lot of times where he couldn't find an open receiver right away and probably panicked and took some sacks that he could have got rid of the ball. So that's kind of what you want out of your defense when you get him in that situation.
Every week when you talk to any football coach, they talk about limiting mistakes. And it seems like your team's really cleaned things up. I mean, I think you only had like two penalties in that game. And, your defense forced four turnovers. They've been, created multiple turnovers every single game. So it seems like in terms of just mistakes, your team has been plus, especially during this three-game winning streak here lately.
Well, I think when you look at the start of the season, we were a new football team. We'd only had a few guys with experience and I really think our communication in our secondary and on our defense has improved. I think our communication on the offensive line has improved. They're starting to connect with our running backs a little bit. And, as we continue to block a little better, our backs are starting to hit holes a little better, and we're going to have to block better out of the backfield. But, that's what you want to see. We're practicing hard, and their attitude is good, and we expect things to get better.
I want to touch on the offensive line again because, that was the inexperienced spot and the question mark coming into the season. And, I'm looking out there again last week and you had just one senior on the offensive line. That's it, one senior. But just talk about, I guess, the growth. You talked about the communication improving, but, I mean, these guys I feel like have really kind of stepped up and done a good job, especially most of them happen to be versatile and playing different positions on that O-line for you.
Yeah, probably for the first time in forever, we just don't have a lot of upperclassmen, offensive linemen, whether it's a senior class or the sophomore class. So our numbers are a little thin there, but we feel like we have a lot of freshmen that are going to be good offensive line for us and really fill some gaps next year. So when you look at next year, you feel really good about the depth we'll have and the experience we'll have on the offensive line.
The passing game. It didn't attempt to pass last week. It's something that you don't spend a ton of time on, I know, but you'd like to be able to have it. Is it something you feel comfortable with? Is it just something that you hope, like the last few weeks, you don't need it and have to use it? Or where are you at with, the passing game and here going into the future with that?
Well, a little bit of it is what the defense willing to give up, and they were really setting deep in coverage and we did attempt one pass and pulled it down because our tight end didn't do a good job getting off the line of scrimmage and just didn't execute it very well. So, yeah, we continue to look at it, and our passing game is really built around when people try to take other things away and make some sacrifices. And, some of the teams we've played have really just kind of played a shell cover over the top and try to keep everything in front. And, we just don't feel like we gain a lot if we can't attack down the field in the passing game.
Holton trying to make it four straight wins. Big challenge this week, district showdown against Hayden. We'll preview it with Coach Sparta right after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Sparta. Holton, big matchup this week against Hayden, who has one loss on the season, that against Wamego. But obviously Hayden always a lot of tradition and a very solid, good, physical football team. You've had a chance to watch Hayden quite a bit, I know, Coach. So what stands out as you prepare to face this year's Hayden squad?
Well, they return a lot of experience at the running back and quarterback and receiver positions, and I think they're really executing their offense at a very high level. They just are well-versed, well-practiced. They don't make mistakes, and they execute really fast. And I really think they're way ahead of us in terms of how efficient they are in their execution on offense. And then, defensively, they're not as big a team as they've been, but they really hustle around and play hard and run to the ball just like like you'd expect them to. And they probably don't have that Division I offensive tackle that it seems like they always have, but they have a lot of really good high school football players, and they're very balanced.
Obviously, you know, a couple good games last year, but they had your number. What are the differences this year? What are some things that your team has to do better to be able to get on top of Hayden?
Well, you know, the second time we played, they put some of their bigger, stronger kids, and a lot of those were seniors, and just kind of whipped us on the line of scrimmage. So, you know, I think both teams are a little bit in restart mode on the line of scrimmage. So it'll be interesting to see how that matches up. And then, you know, they're ahead of the game, and they're in the skill positions, and I think we're playing a little bit of catch-up. So, you know, we're going to have to play pretty error-free, and then defensively, we just can't miss tackles, and we have not tackled well enough, and they have too much speed for us to miss tackles, and we'll give up big plays if that happens.
I would guess, I mean, you try to go into this game just like it's, you know, another game, the next game on your schedule, try not to worry too much about the hype, the rivalry, or the district title potentially on the line, because let's face it, I mean, both these teams, just as you've proven the last few years, have a chance to make a long run, accomplish a lot, and potentially, you know, see each other again. So how do all those things go into just creating the mindset and preparing for what is a big game, but, you know, ultimately not a season-type make-or-break game?
Well, I think it's an important game for us that we need right now, because we need, you know, we've been looking good and looking better, but we need to make sure that's the case in every instance. And it really is a big playoff kind of feel game, and it's a game that, you know, when you have that kind of game right before the playoffs, it can propel you in the playoffs and prepare you to play good teams that maybe haven't been in that kind of game. And I think, you know, having a tough district every year has really helped us advance in the playoffs and maybe beat some teams that maybe people didn't feel like we matched up very well against.
Well, it should be a fun game. We hope everybody comes out. Beautiful Friday night for football to enjoy a great atmosphere and contest. Coach, best of luck. We'll see you Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Brooks Barta, head man for the Wildcats. The Holton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Community Healthcare System, by Medical Pharmacy, also Boomer Steakhouse, and by the Farmer State Bank in Holton.